We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Antifa, these various elements, they're feeling their oats here. You know, they got pallets of bricks out there, apparently. They want to take it to the suburbs, near suburbs to start with. So I'm watching this, telling Ro yesterday, as this is playing out on 69th Street. And I'm saying to Ro, well, wait a minute. These people are looting these stores. Where the heck is Mike Chipwood? Then it reminded me, Mike Chipwood's no longer in command out there. He retired in Upper Darby. And then last night we saw a big show of force. I would have liked to have seen that and moving in on that early on. I was disappointed, Dan, in the Lower Merion police. Philadelphia police apparently could not be at that target on City Line Avenue. Belmont, yeah, right across from Channel 6. Lower Merion could have. I realize it's not their jurisdiction, but my God, when looters are there and the store is ravaged, do you just stand down? Let's ask this of Mike Chipwood here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming on today. And that's a true story. I was saying, oh, man, I long for the days of Mike Chipwood in this situation.
Yeah, it's a shame to watch it and see what's going on in the country, and certainly it's really, really frustrating. You know, look at these anarchists and these riots, yeah, and looting, and they should be locked up. It's the bottom line, they should be locked up.
Yeah, so we're not back in the days of saying we're going to shoot people or whatever, but we're going to come in with maximum police presence and all the technologies that you could use. And we're going to lock up as many people as we can, as quickly as we can. It seems, Mike, to me, in some of the footage, that the police are told to let a certain amount of this go on before they move in. And that just aggravates the situation. It also appears to be that there were rings of people in Philadelphia going from one place to another in cars and just ravaging, but they couldn't, then moving to the next place.
You know, here's an example. I spent 55 years in law enforcement. So I started in the riots in 1964. And I've seen people, when they want to protest peacefully, they get the message across. I support that 100%. If the police want to get involved with it, I support that 100%. But those individuals that burn, that loot, that riot, they need to be locked up from the get-go. Yeah, you can't be at all places at all times, but you certainly cannot allow this to happen. You cannot. Once you allow criminality to take over society, society crumbles. Society crumbles. It's exactly what is happening. And unless law enforcement and the military or whatever they decide to do, that's why they hire police chiefs to do their job, sheriffs to do their job. Let them do their job instead of getting involved and doing the politically correct thing they think, which turns out to be a mistake. It has to be. You have to keep law and order. You have to protect and serve. That's what police officers do, protect and serve. Imagine a society without police. Imagine.
Exactly. And Mike, when I saw, they seemed to draw a line in Upper Darby yesterday where they had police standing there, but they were going to allow those lower stores. And Foot Locker, everybody knows, this is one of the biggest targets in the country.
They try to shoehorn them. They try to shoehorn.
Well, what's the thought in doing that? Well, who, you know, I know you have people that you were very tight with over year after year who were in the Upper Darby police. I think they're Chipwood type of cops. I think this comes from politicians and others. And again, ultimately, we know what's going to have to happen here. We're going to have to arrest people to stop this. Why avoid that? They're not going to listen to that as long as people can loot.
Right, exactly. And that's why you have to take a strong police action immediately. You cannot wait. If you wait, you lose it. And then you got to gain it back. And it's twice as much work to gain it back. It's more violent to gain it back on the police department's end of it. You know, again, peaceful protest, I'm all for it. I think it's great. Community policing, I think it's great. When I was there 14 years as chief and Upper Darby. And I told my staff that all we need is one incident. And all the positive work that we did goes to hell. And you know what? It did.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything that we've done, and we did a lot over the years, my staff and myself and the officers, and everything went to naught because we allow these bums to come in from outside and destroy property and take human life in some cases. So it's,
exactly. Are you still a workout fanatic, Mike? Are you still doing it?
I am.
Good for you.
In fact, I have 3 hours a day now.
Oh, my God. You embarrass me every time.
Bike.
All right. Wait
I'm
a minute, Mike.
Bike.
I'm on the air. Dan, drop down and do 100 push-ups right now. Come on. Take one for the team.
No way I could do that.
Oh, Mike, every time I see the pictures of you, I go and work out harder. So keep on with that. And I'm so glad we got to talk with you. Stay in touch, too, Mike. We want your expertise throughout this, please.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Mike.
All right, thanks, Mike Chipwood here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.